talent, Jesse. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 1st, 1905. Elder Jesse Pallant. Dear brother, I was engaged in my writing when my secretary brought me a letter from Sister Anderson. I read this letter and answered it, with only a short time to give to the matter. I am grieved in spirit that a gospel minister should be in such a condition spiritually and physically that he cannot exert the influence in his home that he should exert. The wife needs a helper that she does not now have in her husband. Sister Anderson says that her children do not attend school because there is no church school where she is. Now, my dear brother, why do not you use your influence to set a church school in operation? Our example is not what it should be when we neglect this means of educating the children and youth in right lines. Will you please consider this matter and see that your children are brought out from the influence of the world? The children of Israel were instructed to bring their children into their homes that the plagues might not fall upon them. Their doorposts must be marked with blood as a witness that they were the denominated people of God. Those whose houses were thus marked were not visited by the destroying angel. I would, my brother, that the Andersons, both father and mother, might both be brought nigh to Christ. I fear that parents and children will be lost if the converting power of God does not come upon the whole family. I have written a letter to Brother Anderson and one to Sister Anderson, and if there is time to get these letters copied, I will send you a copy. I wish you to mark whether these letters have any influence upon our brother and sister. Brother Anderson is a self-opinionated man. So self-exalted has he been, so proud of his own supposed capabilities, that he has made himself a man who will do harm and not good. But the Lord will have mercy upon him if he feels his need of humbling his heart before him. I know that Sister Anderson has a hard life to live. May the Lord help her to walk circumspectly, casting her tried soul upon one who knows and who will help and encourage her. But she must realize that she will not help matters by answering back. At such times, silence is eloquence, for it will never make quarrels. The poor children are the ones who must suffer in a special manner. Brother Pallant, I should be pleased to hear from you. I have not heard from you for a long time. How is your health, both physical and spiritual? I have been writing since 4 o'clock this morning, and it is now 12, so if some words are left out of this letter, you will know why. I am writing as fast as my hand will move over the paper. How is the work moving in the place where you are working? I have a large interest in that part of the field. May the Lord give you good courage in Him. That is all that I can write at this time, I think. I repeat, be of good courage. Our warfare here will soon be accomplished. Soon, if faithful, we shall see the King in His beauty. I will now say farewell, for they have come to take this letter to the mail.